Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It is now 8:08 here at WCCO. Welcome back. Oh, my goodness, I'm excited about our next guest. I've been reading about him, and it's almost 3 weeks and ticking with no Speaker of the House in Washington, D.C. Last week's ouster of former Speaker Kevin McCarthy, well, closed the House of Representatives to any new business, and it remains that way tonight. One half of the nation's most important lawmaking body is in quicksand, with Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan failing in their attempts to lead the majority party. Now Minnesota Congressman Tom Emmer is amongst the latest round of candidates. Well, to talk about all of this, the simple question, where does it go from here? We welcome Carleton College political science professor emeritus Stephen Scheer on the program to dive into that and so much more. He joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Welcome, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
My goodness, there's a lot going on in our world, and it doesn't seem to be healing the nation. We are so at odds, as you know. And I'm just curious to know, when you think about political science today and all that is going on with just the speaker, and here we are without one, what does that mean for our future in the next 30 days?
That, you know, that's an imponderable, I have to tell you, because each day is a surprise in the U.S. House of Representatives, and we're in for more surprises this week. So trying to figure out what happens in 30 days is a very good question. However, by November 17th, we are looking at a government shutdown if the House is not acting on important spending legislation. So one would hope that all this problem with the House Republicans would get resolved before then. But, boy, they haven't shown much of a record of being able to unify, have they?
No, not at all. And how are the Democrats doing? Are they doing enough?
Well, they're unified. That is certainly the case. And I think they would be willing to elect a speaker on a bipartisan vote. But what they would ask in return is probably what Republicans would not accept. And that's why we're stuck with Republicans trying to figure this out amongst themselves. And so far, they haven't.
So are there no ways of saying to our government, right, to saying to the Democrats and the Republicans, we have to do this. This is mandatory. This is part of us saying that we're going to pay our bills, so we're not going to stop the government. We're going to do this. We're going to get all this stuff done. We don't even hear that anymore.
Well, I'm pretty sure some Republicans in their own caucus, and I think a lot of Democrats amongst themselves, are saying exactly that. But there are a lot of other representatives in the U.S. House who think differently, and that's why we are where we are.
Thinking differently is not enough, is it?
No, it's not.
No, sir.
Well, it's enough to prevent anything from happening. We know that.
Yeah, and this happened before and again and again and again. Where and who? Who is the person that should step forward and go, this has to stop now? I mean it. Let's stop now. And just do it.
Well, I don't know. That sort of person has to have the ability to act on that judgment and get others to follow him or her. And right now, I can't identify who that person would be.
I can't either. However, there are other people that are in on all of this. We may not know who they are. Maybe they're just standing behind one of the leaders. But the bottom line is there are other voices that are being heard. And maybe we shouldn't have that. Maybe it should only be the Republicans and the Democrats that are talking this through. It's not enough to just say, well, hey, we lost today. We'll try again tomorrow.
Yeah, well, that's what's been happening. And right now, there are 9 declared candidates for speaker in the House Republican caucus. Now, how you get from 9 candidates to one who gets basically unanimous support, all but 4 or 5 Republicans on the House floor, is something I cannot answer, because it's getting even more fragmented at this point. So Tom Emmer's got plenty of competition.
Yeah.
for the position.
But I will say that fragmentation can destroy a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So absolutely. how do we make sure that they all know and understand that the American people do not deserve this? We're not the ones causing this. This is our leaders. And it's all about leadership. Period. In our country, it's all about leadership. So then where do we go? Where is there an opening that you see for us in the future?
Well, I think what you have to, it all depends on who your leaders are and whether they are able to reach across the aisle and come to accommodations. Joe Biden, throughout much of his career, was able to do that. I think Kevin McCarthy was able to do that a few weeks ago, getting a bipartisan vote on a spending bill. But that also sank him with his caucus. So there are people who want to do that and have the skills to do that. The question is if they can move those people who are obstructing all that out of the way. And that is very hard right now for any of them to do.
You remember when there was a time when we talked about dark money a lot?
Yes.
And that it was infiltrating our Congress. It was infiltrating the leaders. And we didn't know quite what to do at that time. Is dark money still involved?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of money circulating in a variety of ways that really is very hard to find out about and to create accountability for. And so you know, that can have an effect on particular legislators at particular times. And yeah, it's a problem. And the problem really is that the whole situation is so complicated that so many Americans simply tune out. You know, oh, I can't put up with this. Oh, I'd rather do something else. And of course, that is what I would call enabling behavior.
Right.
You let them get away with it.
Right. Exactly. So here's the thing. If we can't get it done, what can we do?
Well, I think it all comes down to the ballot box. You have to basically you have to pick a team, because politics is a team sport. You can't so many people vote for individuals, but really it's a collective enterprise, and you need to find a team that can work effectively together. And right now, it doesn't look like the Republicans are that team, does it, in the U.S. House, certainly.
Right.
And
this
is a real change from, say, 20 years ago. It used to be said that Democrats would form a circular firing squad because there were so many factions within the Democratic Party. Well, what now? You see the Democrats very unified on policy and Republicans splintered internally. That really makes it hard for any Republican group to effectively govern.
What I hear you say is that we are at a point in our world, in our lives, that if we don't fix this, if we don't have the leader, if we don't make sure that we care about who becomes the leader, because that's a real question for me. There are people who vote for folks they know they shouldn't be voting for. They know it, but they do it anyway. Why? They know that we're going to hurt. We are going to hurt the American people. We are hurting. So then where do we go from here? How do we make sure we come together in some way? I don't care if it's a smaller group of us that are Dems and Republicans that come together and say enough is enough. But I haven't heard it yet.
Well, I do think that there are politicians who want to reach across the aisle. And the problem is that they are at risk with their own parties in doing that. Because if you reach across the aisle, you'll probably get an opponent in a primary election who is opposed to that approach. Will get a lot of money from extreme interests and may end your congressional career. And as long as that threat is out there, you've got a lot of people who are scared to act. But what we have to do as voters is reward cooperation. Working well with others, as my grade school report card said. We have to look for that. We have to reward it. And we have to facilitate it with our votes.
Here's the thing, then. We know that this has been happening almost every, year? The government, you know, they're stopping everything and saying, nope, nope, no, we ought to do this first. And we keep having this problem over and over. It's like a bad nightmare.
Yeah.
So then where do we start again? Who do we go to and say, it's enough. We're going to stop this mess right now and we're going to gather together and figure it out. And when I say figure it out, actually come up with the right idea to move America forward, because we're not moving forward in so many ways.
Yeah, that's true. And I think you have to take ideas from each party. You know, it's clear we have to cut some spending, but it's also clear we have to raise some taxes. Okay.
Right.
Democrats will raise taxes. Republicans will cut spending. But they've got to come together and put together a package, because we cannot put this huge debt on future generations. I don't like what's happening to my daughter's future.
Right. Same thing with my grandchildren. I always say to them, you have a lot to do in life. So even though you are young, stay clear on what it is that you are supposed to do in order to help save the world. And it's these young people that are going to do it, because the adults don't seem to know how to do it.
Well, I do think we need generational change. I mean, we've got some, let's be honest, some very aged people in both parties sort of dominating the discussion. And we need fresh ideas, and I think fresh ideas are more likely to come from people who have not been in the public eye for decades.
Can you just say that generational word again? Say that whole thing again.
Oh, well, I think that if people who have been in public life for many, many years are really dug in. You know, they're in the trenches. They're less likely to be flexible. They figured it all out for themselves.
Right.
Where do you get fresh ideas? You get them from new people quite frequently. And generational is going to happen, but it certainly has taken a long time. You know, we've got people who are who have been in public life since the 1970s, who are still running our country. And there's a whole bunch of young, thoughtful and more energetic people out there in both parties who need to be heard from.
I believe they need to be heard from. However, there are new people that are being injected into our Congress. And the problem is they're not doing anything to help. So we need
people. No, they're bomb throwers. Yeah.
Yeah, bomb throwers. Exactly. They'll say one thing. Oh, we're going to do this for the American people. And then the American people go, what? What? You haven't done anything. Not for us.
Yeah.
You know, but the wealthy are getting plenty of it, right? There's that argument. So I guess I keep asking for, not just for me or for my children, but for my grandchildren specifically, because I am concerned about their future when those that have our future in their hands have no clue how to start. They just don't seem to know where to begin.
Well, I do think a lot of people who have a lot in terms of wealth and power need to give up some of that now so that future generations can have a better opportunity than it looks like they'll have. But boy, it's sure that the politics of that's very difficult.
Right. You know? Right. And a better opportunity. How do we even define it today?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And there is a complicating factor here, which is that there's so much noise now in our culture through social media and so forth, that distraction is a huge problem. People get distracted from our problems, and our problems are severe, but it's easy to be distracted now by all of the gadgets, shall we say, and toys that we have. That are constantly demanding the attention of people. That's why the thing I worry about with young Americans is them not paying attention because they're so distracted. And I can see why they would be, you know, with all the social media out there.
Right. I remember, and I'm sure you remember as well, not so long ago when Clinton was president, and it was Nelson Mandela who got up to speak at an event that I was at, and I will never forget the power of that man and his speaking. And he said, what difference does it make if he's having an affair with a young woman? That's between he and his wife. Why are we talking about it? Why is it in the newspaper? Why is it on television? He went on and on to let us know it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And I kind of sat up and went, that's exactly what this is. It's ridiculous. This man has been through hell and back, Nelson Mandela.
That's a fact.
Right? And then to stand before us and tell us it's ridiculous that America is doing this. That is between the Clinton and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that's about. And when I remember hearing that, and when he walked past me, it felt like, you know, a spirit walked past me. It was amazing.
Well, and that's an example of the politics of distraction, and it's practiced constantly now. And the new technologies and the social media really facilitate that. Disinformation is all over the place. People believing things that really aren't true and spreading those messages all over the place. It's just very confusing, I'm sure, for a lot of young people to even make sense of any of it.
So where do you think AI will land for all of us?
Well, I'm not too optimistic.
No, me either.
I'm overloaded already. I don't need AI. You know, in fact, when I turn on my computer, I get a little AI window.
Yeah.
I never go near it. No,
never.
I'm not going to talk to you. No.
Right.
I got enough to deal with without you appearing in my life.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm enjoying being a human. Thank you very
much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So as we look forward to the future that's coming up for our, you know, a speaker, do you think it's going to happen quickly or do you think it's going to take time?
Oh, I think, I think it will take time because there's so many entrenched processes that are operating in our politics now that you're not going to turn things and move things in a dramatic direction very easily. But eventually, we do have to make those moves, and they're going to have to be dramatic because we're not on a course that is sustainable, you know, just in terms of dollars and cents. We're going to have to change the way we do government business in a fundamental way. And that is controversial, and it will offend people in both parties, but it has to happen.
Well, I have to tell you, I want the best that we can get. The best speaker that we can get. I don't want Steve Scalise. I don't want Jim Jordan. And the whole thing with Jim Jordan is that he has, you know, this really incredible relationship with Trump. And
yeah.
I just feel like that's not where I want us to go. I want us to come together and do it.
It's interesting that Trump opposes Tom Emmer for speaker. And the reason he does is that Emmer is the highest ranking Republican in the House who voted in favor of certifying Joe Biden's election in 2020, which, of course, Trump didn't want. And that may be a big problem for Emmer as he tries to become speaker.
Who do you want for speaker?
Oh, there are nine of them. Most of them I don't really know. You know, I'm looking at the list right here.
Give us the list of the declared candidates.
It's not clear to me that any of these people is a solution to this big problem.
Oh, there you go. There you go. It's a gigantic problem. And you have definitely landed for us some sense of what that really means, because we really need to be paying attention. We don't want just anybody becoming speaker. We want someone who really cares about this country, who knows about this country, and wants to make a better difference for our country.
Yes.
So I'm not sure where we begin or where we end, but I do know that I love this country, and I know so many Americans that love this country as well. Where are we going to go? We really don't have a place to go. So we might as well get it right.
Yeah.
And we better do it by when.
We have so many problems on our doorstep right now.
We do. We do. But if this is going to happen, we need a speaker. How soon do we need to get it?
Oh, we need one soon. And, if they could find someone who could do the job competently this week, the country'd be better off. But I'm not making any bets. No money's being put down on that proposition.
Well, we've had a great speaker before in this country, and we will have it again. I just pray that this is the truth in my own head, in my own heart. So I keep trying to be optimistic, sir, and I hope you will too.
Well, what's the alternative?
Yeah, exactly. We've already had some of that.
I don't need more darkness. Thank you very much.
That is so true, sir. You should put that on a card or something somewhere. That's a great statement. Thank you. Stephen Scheer, we really appreciate you joining us. Of course, you are a Congdon Professor of Political Science Emeritus at Carleton College. I love that school, by the way. And I'm so happy that you joined us tonight. I hope I can call on you again.
Yes, I was happy to do it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.